Blog Talk Radio.
Stop wasting time with Mr. Wrong and decide to prepare yourself to find Mr. Right. Mr. Wrong will never be Mr. Right. Now is the time to say goodbye to Mr. Wrong right now. Get out of the singles bars and off the internet, because Mr. Right is waiting for you on your own personal divine path. Mr. Right wants to get married as much as you do. Mr. Right wants everything you want. Devoted love, acceptance, appreciation, honesty, validation, and faithfulness. So get ready to find Mr. Right. Join wedding officiant Reverend Marcy Ann as she shares with you her 20 years of experience meeting with thousands of brides and grooms and hearing their love stories of what works and what doesn't work. Every week, Reverend Marcy Ann will be expanding on the ideas and principles that she has written about in her book, 17 Things to Do While Waiting for Mr. Right, which is available at www.MrRightForMe.com and at Amazon.com. And now, here is Marcy Ann.
And hello to all the singles out there, all the guys and the gals who are still single. I'm mostly going to be talking to the gals tonight. And it is 4th of July today, and probably everybody has plans to be somewhere when the fireworks start to go off. And I have been watch standing all day today at Station Gracie for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary in Oceanside, California. It's been a very busy day out on the ocean, and we monitored Channel 16 all day, the distress signal, in case anybody got into trouble and needed help. Actually, it was a calm and great day. We didn't have any terrible thing happen. We did a lot of radio checks. There were just a couple calls for out of gas, battery dead, and in those cases, they can either wait for another boat to tow them in, or if they have insurance, they can call the Vessel Assist Program and they'll go out and help them. So also here at Station Gracie, we're able to see the fireworks from Camp Pendleton Military Base, so that'll be tonight when it gets dark. Our facility here today is also being used by the Harbor Police and the lifeguards and Oceanside Fire Department as a break place, and they've been stopping by all day, using the bathroom, getting a Coke out of the refrigerator, and they've all had their lunch and dinner times here. So if you're female and you are single, one thing I think the female misses when she is single is male companionship, you know, the male perspective about life. And I have found Mr. Right, but as I've told you, I don't want to be married. So for now, Mr. Right for me is a young gay man. I believe we've been together before many times. Father, daughter, mother, son, men friends, women friends, brother and sister, and as romantics. But when we first met 12 years ago, all of these different types of love relationships began to be played out, and we began to recognize them, and it was so much fun because he would be very lovingly strict about something, and I would say, okay, Daddy, and I would dress him down about something. He'd say, okay, Mom. Or if we were working out the details of a wedding together, he would take the bride's view, and or sometimes he would take the groom's view. But it's been a very fascinating and fulfilling relationship. We travel together perfectly. He doesn't snore. That's a big deal for me. But he moved to Los Angeles a few years ago, and I live in Orange County, so our relationship is mostly texting now. And right this minute, he's on an extended trip. He's going to be gone for most of the summer. So I have been feeling like there's a time coming when I'm probably going to want to have a new Mr. Right come into my life. But for now, I find that my affiliation with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary gives me male fellowship with a group of men who have the highest standards for their lives of any group I have ever been involved with. Today I will be the only female with a group of very high testosterone manly men, policemen, lifeguards, firemen, and then the auxiliarists who will be doing boating safety checks, and then Joe who will be trained Channel 16 Distress Channel with me. All these men are confident in who they are. They're well-trained and ready for action. They're present to provide defense and protection for the harbor and to give aid and assistance to anyone in need. They are dedicated and serious about what they do. They are single-eyed, undivided in their attention to detail and their duties because they know that a person's life could depend upon their knowledge and response. The uniform that they wear speaks of this dedication to their duty. I also am in uniform today. Usually I don't have to wear my uniform to be at Station Gracie, but today it was the only way I could get to the station because I had to go through the various harbor police detours and closures involved because of the 4th of July crowds and celebration. So being in the Coast Guard Auxiliary has provided me fellowship with men of the highest caliber. And this is very helpful for any single woman. So I would suggest that while you are single, you find a group to affiliate yourself with. I mean, what is your passion? What type of service to the community draws your attention? What would you like to see changed, or what would you enjoy doing with other people? My friend Nisha belongs to a hiking group, and they have several levels of hiking, easy to moderate to strenuous, and they go into the parks and the mountains here in our area. And she has excellent male fellowship at these outings. And then another friend of mine takes cooking classes, and it is very surprising how many men take cooking classes. Because, you know, some men just love to cook. And if you think about it, all of your finest hotels have men as the top chef. So if a man likes to cook, generally he's really good at it. But would have you have thought of taking cooking classes as a way to go and to be in fellowship with a gentleman? I think it's a great idea. I think men are just wonderful creatures. I love their perspective and their take on things because men are very simple. Got a problem? Let's solve it. And men are natural problem solvers. They think in a straight line from symptom to solution. And that's why women complain about men who don't seem to be sympathetic or understanding, because when they complain about some situation to their man that upsets them, well, you know, it's not that the man isn't sympathetic, because a man's instantaneous response is, well, how can we fix this? And down in his heart, he is feeling, I care about you, so I want to help you solve this. He isn't going to take time to splash around in the dirty water. He's going to see what's making the water dirty and fix it so we can splash around in clean water. Now, this difference between men and women has also been a stumbling block in marriages where the man and the woman both have careers, because a woman will want to talk to her man about her job and get sympathy, and the man responds by offering solutions. And then the woman feels like he's putting her down, like she doesn't know how to do her job. But you know what? The man also needs to have the comfort and the appreciation from the woman. And in most times, in two-career marriages, instead of comfort and appreciation, she's called him to stop by Kentucky Fried Chicken on his way home and pick up a bucket of chicken for dinner. And go ahead and get the kids fed because she's going to be late at the office. And, oh, yeah, would you stick in a load of laundry, honey, because Johnny needs his soccer uniform ready for tomorrow. There's a terrible commercial running right now where the woman is calling from a motel room where she has all of her files and her work laid out of her bed. And she's checking in with Dad, who's at home with the kids, and she says, is everything okay? And he says, oh, yes, dear, we have everything under control here. And then so they hang up, and then it shows him and the three kids. It shows him where the kids have scribbled all over the walls in the house. But Dad knows that he can get the scribbling off with some kind of special cleaner, and that's they were advertising. You know, the fact that the woman does work today has upset the dynamics between the male and the female in a much more destructive way, I think, than people realize. The fact that the woman works makes a statement to the man. It basically says, I can't be happy or live on what you make, so I'm going to go to work too. So what this says to the man is, I'm not enough, she isn't happy with me, and he isn't validated as a man. I know that society today accepts the working woman as necessary now because the price of everything has doubled or tripled or actually quadrupled in my lifetime. My Social Security retirement income has gone up less than $100 a year in the last 14 years, yet my monthly maintenance costs at my retirement community have doubled. I used to pay $325 a month, and now I have to pay $625 a month. And it used to cost $10 to fill up my car, and now it costs $50 to fill the tank. And we can't go into all of the reasons why everything is so high right now, but one reason is the woman went to work. This started back during World War II when the men went to war and the women went to work plants and in all the other areas where the men used to be. And this is a long, long, long story we can't go into here, but the truth is the price of everything began to spiral out of control when the woman went to work. Because everything spirals out of control when the woman is not in her place as the sovereign goddess of her kingdom. And if you don't think this is true, just consider a current case that Google is defending in court right now on the heels of another case that was just settled against Apple for stricter parental controls to try to keep the kids from buying stuff on the Internet. Parents want Apple and Google to pay damages to them for all of the stuff their kids have bought on the Internet. Say what? This case against Apple was settled for millions. And now Google faces the same possible damages. They're fighting it because, which is also going to cost millions, but they feel that their parental controls are adequate. They can't substitute for being the parent. And there it is. Where are the parents? Who gave them the credit card to buy the stuff in the first place? Where do the kids get the money? This is a parent problem. But mother is working and father is working. And the kids are in daycare with babysitters or they're latchkey kids and nobody really cares about them or is supervising them or setting any kind of boundaries or teaching any kind of responsibility. So who's going to pay for all of these outrageous damages that have been awarded by the courts? You and me. In the cost of those goods that Apple and Google sell, there is only one pocketbook. It is yours. So the man goes forth from his mother to create a kingdom for himself with and within the kingdoms of the earth. He goes out among the kingdoms of the earth. He is the hunter-gatherer, provider, administrator, executive producer. And then he comes home to his palace, and the woman comforts him and appreciates him. And she rules his personal kingdom for him. And he is the protector, defender of the woman. He is the king of the earth, and she is the sovereign goddess of his personal kingdom. Now, this was the original plan. But it's why it's still true today that it's a man's world. I mean, the world is his oyster. The world is where he ministers and administers, where he directs and produces. where he creates and distributes, where he leads, where he works together as a team, where he solves and resolves problems. And the woman is the one who keeps him able to do this. The man benefits the society. The woman benefits the man. Now, I'm not saying that the woman doesn't benefit society. And I believe that Bill and Hillary Clinton are excellent examples of this blend of two people who are working together in perfect harmony and in dedication and support of one another in all of their ventures. And I said all of their ventures, but we'd have to talk about that on another show sometime. But Hillary is a sovereign goddess operating in the fullness of her sovereignty. And she is now in the position of possibly becoming our first woman president. Women have always been tremendous contributors to the advancement of society. Actually, women are the instigators of the advancements in our society. And we do it by whispering our divine wisdoms into the ear of the man as we lay in his arms while he has been comforted and feeling safe, so he's relaxed and unguarded, so to speak, and the woman has his ear, totally. So that's when the woman talks to him. Honey, you know that issue you have with your boss? What do you think about trying this? And then she whispers her divine feminine wisdoms into his ear. Now, let me just say this again slowly, because for our purposes tonight, I would like for you to begin to see yourself, Miss Single Woman, as a sovereign goddess. If you are still single, you still have the opportunity to know about and to become this sovereign goddess. And when the woman went to work, she gave up her position as the sovereign goddess. Because within the spiritual essence of a woman, and even in the biological makeup of the woman, she instinctively knows she is a sovereign goddess. And if you will just take a moment right now and go from the brain in your head down into your primordial brain in your heart, which is connected to the God spark that beats your heart, you will feel this aspect of yourself, the sovereign goddess. This is the part of you that knows you're a princess. This is the part of you that wants that handsome prince to ride up on his white horse and sweep you off your feet and take you to Camelot. This is where you want the man to take you into his arms and let you feel safe and secure. And here is where you want to feel like you and he are one, and that there's no other person in the whole wide world except just you and him. And this will be forever and ever. Amen. Your sovereign goddess is there in your heart. And then when the two of you are one in divine purpose, the man will go forth and conquer, and you will run his kingdom for him, because that's how it works. So let's take a look at what kind of a kingdom you want to rule over. That's what I said, rule over. Now, the role of the woman is twofold. First of all, she's the number one fan and supporter of her man, and she provides him with appreciation. Hooray, hooray, honey, you did so good. And comfort, and that means sex to a man. A man can't take a lot of criticism from his partner, because a man needs to know that his woman is happy and that he's the one who makes her happy. So her approval and her appreciation is the number one thing a man looks for in a woman. Believe it or not, I know that today it seems like all the man wants is sex, but that's pretty much because he isn't getting much appreciation or approval from the woman. Instead, he's facing her on the battlefield and in the boardroom as a contender for his territory. And this confuses him and creates conflict in him. So all he knows to do now is to exercise his sexual attractions, because here is where he still sort of feels confident in his ability to maybe make the woman happy. So everyone's having sex, but you know what? There isn't a lot of real fulfillment going on here, because at the heart of the woman, she wants to have a monogamous forever partner in life. And at the heart of the man, he wants to have a monogamous number one fan and appreciative partner in life, where the two become one in love and purpose. So this has to mean that you will find Mr. Right, and then maybe you will find your twin flame, that person who was part of that single ray of light that pulsed down and split into masculine and feminine. But most people don't take the time to find this person. But finding Mr. Right is a step eventually to being with your twin flame. Now, the number two role, the woman as the sovereign goddess, is she rules her kingdom with the viciousness of the lioness and the cunning of the coyote and the seduction of the spider. Her power is omnipotent. No one crosses her boundaries without her permission. Her vision is omniscient. She has eyes in the back of her head. Her position is omnipresent. She can jump in and out of pictures, just like Mary Poppins. Her wisdom is undisputed because she draws from the realms of Alpha and Omega. From before the beginning until after the ending, she radiates the energy of Helios and Vesta, the caretakers of our great central sun. And she reaches into the depths of wisdom from the central core of her mother, Mother Earth. Her knowledge is all-encompassing because she consults with the elementals, the divas, the angels and the archangels, the ascended masters, the controllers and the directors of the galaxy and the universe. Her word is the law. She can rule with a look, and you can see in her eyes the absolute supreme authority of her dominion, and no one would dare to confront her authority. This is the sovereign goddess. Last week, my daughter and I called upon the power of the sovereign goddess, Lady Nada. Lady Nada is an ascended master who works within the realms of law and justice. She was a lawyer in her physical life, and now she works in the sixth dimension with the laws of purity as they pertain to liberty and justice for all. So if you look her up on the internet, you will see a picture of a sovereign goddess holding a giant scale of balance. Now, my daughter had the opportunity to get the house of her dreams. So she gave her notice to the apartment complex where she was renting, agreeing to an early termination of the lease with a penalty of $1,300. And she has the two canceled checks that she and her son wrote to the apartment complex, paying the $1,300. However, the apartment complex said that they had only gotten $594.12 towards the total fee, and they sued her for the rest. She's never, ever written a check for $594.12. This is obviously some kind of a clerical error. So when my daughter first asked the complex about that, they said, oh, that person that was here then isn't here anymore. So my daughter's attorney filed the answer to the suit, sending all of the documentation, and the court date was set for a hearing. But in the meantime, the apartment complex's aggressive collection attorney went to an ex parte cattle call hearing where paperwork is just rubber stamped and got a judgment against my daughter and had her wages garnished. So it was time to call in Lady Nada. And we told Lady Nada that my daughter was innocent. She needed to have her day in court. Because in the thousands of collection cases that are tenanted through the court systems today, she is in the 0.01% who is innocent. And she has the canceled checks to prove it. And she just wants her day in court. So her attorney had the preliminary hearing against the illegal judgment. Now, this hearing was before the judge who actually made the order for the judgment. So we told Lady Nada, you know, Lady Donna, my husband and my daughter's father was a judge, and a judge doesn't like to admit that they've made a mistake. They would prefer that it be taken to an appellate court where details can be retold and a new outcome can be reached without the lower court judge having to admit his error. However, with Lady Nada at the helm, this judge actually said, this judgment is wrong. It is illegal as the defendant was not properly notified. This judgment is canceled and the garnishment is canceled. And my daughter's attorney is also going to have the apartment complex write a letter of apology to the company where my daughter works because this garnishment information had become a part of her personnel file. And then the judge said, I see there is a lot of evidence here that has not been looked at, and I don't have time today to do that, but I am setting a new date for this evidence to be reviewed and a decision made. And since it's clear as a bell that she paid the early termination fee, this nightmare will finally be over. Lady Nada prevailed, and the judge admitted he was wrong. So we as women need to begin to learn how to be this sovereign goddess in our life, because then we graduate into realms and dimensions where we can also then be advocates in galactic affairs. And women gave up all of this personal and eventual power when they decided to go to work and compete with the men. They had it all, and they gave it up. But if you are single, you still have the opportunity to be a sovereign goddess and begin your ascension into the worlds of the divine feminine. When God said, let there be light, and the rays of light began to pulse forth, they split into two rays, one masculine and one feminine. And our universe is based in this masculine-feminine polarity. There could be other universes that aren't, maybe, you know, unisex creatures without specific definitions, because we've seen some of those types of creatures in science fiction films, and I believe they do exist. But here in our universe, there is a masculine-feminine polarity. Everything is masculine and feminine. We do have androgynous beings here. Actually, in all the kingdoms, the rocks, the plants, animals, and humans, there are androgynous creations, which means that the being is both male and female. But I believe these are starseed people and have come here from other star systems because the origins of our planet, it has many sources. And this is another reason why it's so important for you to find out about yourself. What are you, first of all, before you ever go and try to find a mate? Because as my mother always said, red birds go with red birds and blue birds go with bluebirds. And you know what? A C-sharp note just sounds wonderful with a B-flat note, but it sounds awful with a G note. And it's not that other types of matches between different species don't work. They just don't work as well because they're not really biologically compatible as a twin flame would be. Some can be soulmates because a soulmate match will usually define for us some area in our life that we didn't know about ourselves. And by working together with the soulmate, we get definition and experience, and now we know what we don't want. But if you can wait it out and wait for Mr. Right, then you will have a much richer, fuller, more desirable experience in life, and you'll be happy together. Now, women ask me if you can have more than one Mr. Right, and I say yes, because that has been my experience. I believe my husband was Mr. Right for me because we produced three outstanding children who have become exemplary human beings, setting the bar high for themselves and providing goods and services to the community that has served to make life better for everyone. And John Cheek was Mr. Right for me because he helped me get my children raised. And together we learned how to operate in the power of the kingdom of God together here upon the earth to create wealth. And my friend David Hulse has been Mr. Right for me because together we have explored the quantum level of life together. And we've written books together, and we've learned how to operate the body-mind connection in order to create optimum health for ourselves. Now, I have to say that I have not been with my twin flame in this life. I believe that my twin flame is ahead of me, and he's already operating in his duties in the galaxy. But I do feel his presence, and I do believe that he writes a lot of these scripts for me, especially when it comes to understanding the divine feminine, because he feels very strongly that we need a resurgence of the understanding of the divine feminine. And then as a society, we can begin to express the divine feminine. And he says that when this begins to happen, all of the problems that we now have on the earth will be solved. And remember, he is the masculine. The masculine looks for answers to problems. Let's get this problem solved. And he says the key is the woman, and the woman knowing that she is a sovereign goddess and then beginning to act like it. So, Miss Single Girls, last week I gave you an assignment to begin to describe your perfect partner. And as you did this, did you have to begin to look within inside of yourself to find out what it is you really want? And I suggest in my book that you take this list. You know, it's on pages 45 to 48 in the book that you can download from www.MrRightForMe. And you make this list. And you keep it in your purse all the time or in a Word document, you know, on your phone. Because in the beginning, for a while, you're going to be making some revisions and changing the list until you get it exactly the way you want it to be. I had a bride one time who told me she worked on her list for 3 years. And then when she finally got it exactly the way she thought she wanted it, she put it in a safety deposit box at the bank. And then within 6 months, she was at a party. It was a New Year's Eve party, and the clock started striking midnight, and all of a sudden this man came up and took her in his arms and kissed her, and she knew instantly it was the man on her list. And ladies, he had every single thing on her list. Even having a little patch of hair above his buttocks, that's how explicit you can get. So like when exactly you get your list the way you want it, and then if you go out on a date with a potential partner, take out your list and ask him some questions. And if he asks what the list is and you say, this is what I want in a perfect partner for me. And listen, if he's only interested in getting some sex, he's going to run for the door faster than you can say, Jack Robinson. And that's all right. But Miss Single Girl, if this man isn't married and he is really looking for Miss Right, this will have a profound effect on him. It'll go deep down inside of him and touch him in his heart. First of all, I don't think any man wants a woman who's been with every single guy she's ever gone out with. And then he will instinctively know deep within his heart, above his waist, that he just met a very special person. And don't you be surprised if you hear from him again. And then if you do, now you are in the driver's seat. You are now the sovereign goddess, ruling in her kingdom and ready to rule his. And then we'll go into what happens next on another show. This show on Friday nights is your support system, because I'm here to help lead and guide you through the chaos of today towards a brighter future for all of us. I'm going to help you realize that you are a sovereign goddess, and to help you begin to feel your sovereignty and your power. You know, every week I go for a massage, and the girl who does my massage pulls a goddess card for me. So I went for my massage yesterday, and the card that she pulled was from the goddess Kali. Now, Kali is a Hindu supreme sovereign goddess of beginnings and endings. So first of all, the card said, all of life is in universal order. It only appears chaotic. Even the smallest detail is considered and is a part of the overall strategic design for each person's happiness. And she continued, the purpose of your life is to join in the never-ending celebration of your transitions. Release any idea that something or someone was wrong or a mistake. You are alive, so live each moment in the embrace of your deepest emotions, being true to yourself. I am Kali, your divine mother nature. I will teach you how to cleanse and purify your life, let go of the past, and move on into the next perfect cycle of your life, and feel me push you to grab and reach for the golden ring. Now, at this point, the girl who does my massage was crying, and she said, this was for me. I've been with this guy for 5 years. The relationship is not and never has been what I really want. Even my 18-year-old daughter asks me, why do you stay with him, Mom? And so I said to her, why do you stay with him? And she said, I think it's because I don't believe I can find someone else. And if I asked a dozen women who were staying in a relationship that is not now and never has been what they would really like to have, I'll bet I would get the same answer from every single one of them. So Kali says, until you're willing to let go and release yourself from what you don't want, you will never have what you do want. And Kali also says that all of life is in universal order, and the universal order is masculine and feminine. And the man wants to be with Miss Right as much as you want to be with Mr. Right. And Mr. Right is waiting for you on your divine path of becoming the sovereign goddess. Martin, thank you so much for listening. I do encourage you to download my book and print out those pages 45 to 48 and begin to do these worksheets. The first one is your hopes and dreams page. This is what's going to help you find out more about yourself. And then there's the My Perfect Partner worksheet. You need to print that one out and carry it around in your purse and start working on it. And then please tune in next week, next Friday night, 5 p.m. You don't have to, be unhappy that it's Friday night and you're by yourself, because we're here. And just join us as we work towards this divine path of yours, where Mr. Wright is waiting for you.